Welcome back. Your dreams are your ticket out. Welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. I am Brad, and I am here with my co-hosts, Samantha and Bill.
Hello.
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 Hey, just for introducing you, the amount of exposure you guys are going to get is just, I mean, you can't really put a dollar amount on it.
I mean, I've just been over here exposing myself.
How have I missed that? Damn it!
All right, before we get into this topic, though, everyone, stop listening and go like, listen, and share. You don't even know what you're sharing, but we're about to get into that now. We're going to talk a little bit about social media influencers.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've talked about this off mic on a couple of occasions and just, you know, like rando conversation, nothing like really in depth. But the number one job that kids want nowadays is to be a social media influencer.
You don't have to do anything. That's not a job.
You don't have to do anything.
You're going
to
record yourself doing nothing.
Right. Which the amazing thing is that there are people out there who actually make money doing that.
Oh, no.
Right? I mean, like there was the one guy, I think they were like one of the first big names in it. But just for shits and giggles, this guy was recording his like 3-year-old or 4-year-old opening her presents on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And it took off because like the kid was just absolutely elated over everything that she got. And it just launched the idea. It got like millions of views. And so he started, and this is already like 5 or 10 years ago, maybe. And so he just started filming her like opening stuff. And then they started a YouTube channel that was her opening stuff. And companies were sending her things to open.
Wow.
Because they just thought it was so cute. Right. So cool. But those companies just went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to what we have going on nowadays, which is these super overly entitled people reaching out to restaurants or makeup companies or shoe companies or
anyone
like
any product,
what was one of the ones that we read? It was, our house needs some TLC. If there's a handyman out there that wants to do the work, I have 400 followers or some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on over and fix my house up and I'll post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what they feel they have to offer is ridiculous. So this comes from a couple of things. One, a few weeks ago, BuzzFeed put out an article. It may have been more than a few weeks ago. My brain's a little fuzzy, but
you got the old fuzzy brain,
say it's a little smooth. So BuzzFeed put out this article, and it's called "The 29 Pushy Entitled Influencers Who Really Thought They Deserved Something Special." And then this came up again yesterday personally, because I have a friend who owns.
Did someone try to expose themselves to you?
Yes. I have a friend who owns a bar and restaurant in my hometown, and he was contacted by a social media quote unquote influencer with 26,000 followers or whatever, who was like, hey, you know, my daughter and I and a couple of friends want to come in, and if you'll host us, we will each post so that you get that exposure.
And we want to eat for free.
Right.
Let's make this very clear.
Right. By you hosting, yes.
We want to eat for free, and we'll take pictures and post it on our social media, and that will give you the business to come in. That will drive business your way. And it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I mean, it really is. There's a new shoe company out called Snips. I think it's called Snips. Anyways, and I think, like, I would love to get a free pair of restaurant shoes that are worth $160, $200, try them on for a few months, and then give them my feedback. But I'm certainly not going to reach out to them and be like, hey, I've been in the service industry for 25 years, and I've got like 200 followers.
My back hurts, dude. Give me some shoes.
Give me some free shoes, and I'll post them on my Instagram.
I mean, I would do that.
So, but think about it, right? Like, we would not bother to do that. But I guarantee had a ton of people who have reached out to them. And look, there are companies that are willing to do this, right? In terms of they're reaching out to influencers or even celebrities and saying, hey, how about you wear our shoes around and our PR team is going to, you know, take some pictures of you and, you know, we'll do the social media thing.
Right. But those are celebrities. You're talking about like Jennifer Aniston. Hey, Jennifer, we have some really nice jewelry that we'll give it to you for free. We want you to advertise and just get like those are celebrities. Yeah, not these chuds. Guys, yeah. I mean, come on, people. Chud.
My sister used to work for Todd's Shoes.
Todd, yeah.
And they did that sort of thing where basically like the celebrities, you know, handler, agent, PR person, the celebrities person would reach out and say, hey, so-and-so would like to come in and get some stuff from you. And, you know, would you be willing to do this? And their people would say, sure. Like this level of celebrity is great. And we would, you know, and they would give that person, you know, like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 worth of free, you know, luxury brand merchandise. And there would be a big splash about it. I mean, I don't even know if this was planned out, but Michael Caine was on one of the late night shows, like, you know, Jay Leno back when this was happening or something like that. And they commented on his shoes and he said, oh, you like these shoes? He's like, these are Todd's shoes. I actually watched that episode and I was like, oh shit, Todd's. Now, that level of advertising instantly to millions of people is huge.
But just Michael Caine wearing those shoes. It's not some Joe Schmo, you know, from Surrey trying to wear the shoes.
Right. And you give away, like, that's a level of advertising, mm-hmm. instantaneously reaching millions of people. Mm-hmm. But some of these ones that we read are absolutely horrendous.
It's just ridiculous. You know, the just the entitlement and the insanity that some of these people out here have. The audacity to just say, hey, give me free stuff. I have thousands of followers and, you know, it'll help advertise your stuff and promote your stuff. And then what gets even worse is that some of them turn around and bully.
Oh, yeah. Like it turns into like this vindictive shit.
Right.
It's like when they don't comply.
When they don't get their way.
Then I'll just talk trash about you to my 25,000 followers or whatever.
Okay. So I'm glad that you said that because in the article from BuzzFeed, I hope BuzzFeed realizes the level of exposure we're giving them right now.
Yeah. Hello.
You expose us and we'll expose you.
number 15 on their list was this influencer who tried to get petty payback.
Petty payback.
And the messages that go back and forth are, hello, I wanted to record the food being made and post that on my page in exchange for $100 off the food. I can come today.
Oh, and can you?
And then the person says, but you know we are in STL. And this person says, I'm in STL. Also, I can come today around 4:30. I'm from STL. I have family here. I live in LA and here. And then they send a couple of question marks. And then the person at the restaurant replies back, thank you for your offer, but I don't think this collaboration will work for us, though. So instead, what does this influencer do?
Well, instead of just leaving it at that.
Instead of just leaving it at that, don't go there. Right?
Yeah, don't go.
Don't go for the food. Reach out to someone else if you're that fucking special.
Yeah.
But no, they decide to post two things, two photos. One, it's a picture of their bao buns, and it says, worst dumplings ever. Such a floral taste to these. And then another one that says, taro dumplings that taste like ass.
So this social media influencer, quote unquote, didn't get what he wanted, and in turn of not getting what he wants, he turns around and bashes this restaurant. And the food may have been really good, but he's going to be a child about it because he didn't get free food and he's going to bash them.
Yeah. I'm going to come over and I'm going to spend money just to bash you.
Right.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. Read number 14.
Okay, 14. Oh, since we are all about reviews.
Yeah.
Number 14, this influencer who gave this restaurant a pizza their mind.
Jesse E. You didn't scratch out the name very well. I can see it on the Yelp review.
I know you
are.
Can
you really? That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Jesse E. You suck.
Okay, so I was really excited to pick up a slice of...
Jessica.
I was really excited to pick up a slice for National Cheese Pizza Day today, and unfortunately experienced an awful customer experience. I was turned away for being short 30 cents on one cheese slice of pizza. 30 cents! This is 7% of the total cost. As an alternative, I told them I was a food blogger on Instagram and would post the slice on my page. Mind you, I have over 10,000 followers, and restaurants frequently ask me to come in and try their pizza for free in exchange for a post. When the cashier returned from speaking with her manager, she said no discount. It's a shame they could not see the value in what I had to offer, and disappointing because now they have forever lost a potential customer, never going back to try their pizza. Not worth it.
Jessica, go take your snobby, whiny little attitude and shove it. Like, you just pointed out how childish and entitled you are.
I also want to point out several things, like several big red flags on this. One, you should always have at least two forms of payment when you go into a place.
Duh.
And ID.
ID. But you should at the very least have one card and cash, or two cards, or lots of cash.
Lots of cash.
Or, you know, you should always be prepared whenever you go into out in the world anywhere. In addition, you're short 30 cents and you don't have an additional form of payment. I mean, how good at your job can you possibly be if you don't have any money?
That's a good point.
Right.
But he has lots of followers.
Lots of
influence.
Yeah. Why don't you ask your followers if you could borrow 30 cents from them?
Your form of currency is only your social media,
it's not
currency.
That's stupid. Number six is like a full-on job offer.
So really quickly, just on this one also, I mean, for me, if it, like 30, you're short 30 cents, all right, fine.
I can buy you 30 cents.
Right. I wouldn't care about 30 cents. But also,
that's my choice.
The manager was probably like, fuck that.
Yeah. Right.
Right. The manager was, right. Was like, no. But I would have been like, take the picture. I want to see the post right now. No, you don't get to walk away and do it from home. I want to see the post.
I still don't know if it's worth 30 cents.
Yeah, I would have been like the manager. I would have like, oh, you don't have the 30 cents, but you do have social media exchange. No.
Right.
No, absolutely not. Like, absolutely not. I'm sorry. You think you can get by with this whole exchange bullshit? That's not how a business actually runs. So sorry. I would have been that manager.
It's one of the common themes that we're seeing in a lot of these posts. And I mean, I've seen these other ones too, because it has become kind of a hot button issue in some of the Facebook threads that I'm in, where these influencers are trying to get money out of someone, or trying to get, you know, that exchange, but that exchange isn't actually worth it to the business.
Nope.
Right. I don't see how it could be, really. Like,
well, you have to, if you run an advertising company, you actually have to come with data to show and prove that advertising
with this company will be profitable. Absolutely.
You don't get to just say, you know, the companies that I post for end up seeing a huge
increase in business.
Yeah, exactly. Prove it. Show me that an hour after you posted that just droves of people came in.
Right.
Bill, you mentioned number six, and this one was, this is not food related, but this one is absolutely insane. And it is the one where this influencer who straight up said they're a nightmare to work for. Essentially, this person says, I'm hiring someone and you're not going to get paid for 3 months.
No leave either.
No leave, right. You come in and you have to actually, and it's not a remote position, you have to come into the office every day. You have to be able to manage your own transportation. So here, you have to come work for me full time. You won't get paid. And they're not even like, they didn't even list it. Did they list it as an internship?
No.
So like,
it does say that, like, you know, I'll only apply if you're passionate about growing and want to do something great with your life. Like something mm-hmm. great being
what?
But yeah. What is this something great that you speak of?
Yeah. Cause what? I'm pretty sure we're all interested in growing and doing something great. Like having a podcast.
But I don't see how, just running around waiting on someone hand and foot for free is, how is that going to help me get anywhere in life? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, because it's essentially that's what this is. Like, hey, I'm too busy to do my own thing. Come right. do it for me so that I can make money off of your labor. And I will actually turn this into something. I think the restaurant was called Novo or something like that. It's a restaurant over in Europe, and they're like the restaurant from The Menu. That movie, The Menu, yeah. right? They're uh-huh. like super high-end, exclusive. Everything is fresh made, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And their chef is extremely highly regarded. Well, they just announced a month or two ago that they have to close down because the cost of running a restaurant and operating a restaurant at the level that they do is entirely too much in this day and age.
Not sustainable,
right. Running a sustainable restaurant is not sustainable. So in the article, it turns out, he says, and now, you know, having to pay my interns, blah, blah, whatever. I was like, wait.
You weren't paying, yeah.
You weren't paying your interns before?
Well, and that's, I feel like, a sensitive subject for, especially in our industry, like, because there's so many ways that we get dicked out of money.
Right.
Like, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of important to pay attention to this sort of shit. You know, it's a sensitive subject for me. Like,
I mean, like,
shitty bosses not paying their employees for their labor. It's just kind of like,
right.
Rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, I mean, we can talk about that.
That's a different episode.
Yeah, that's a whole different episode.
That's a different episode.
Maybe we could do that in the Bread Hulk episode.
Bread Hulk.
Oh, by the way, Seth Reese and Will Tracy, for mentioning The Menu, your movie that you guys wrote, we have hundreds of followers.
Yeah, like, so, well, you know, at least seven.
If you want to collaborate some sort of business with us, we'll be more than happy to
give us free shit.
Yeah.
At the very least, I have a great movie script idea.
Yeah. That's right.
Where this underground group of podcasters helps to manipulate the Yelp market.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll wrap it up from here. And, you know, whatever, don't give in to influencers, is the moral of
this. Stay strong.
Don't give in to social media. Like and share.
Like and share.
Like and share. Hey, Bill, if you get me a cup of coffee, I'll post that on social media.
Well, will you? Like, give me some exposure.
Free.
Careful. The exposure that Bill gives you in return might not be what you want.
It's a dirt star.
All right, everyone, like, listen, share, follow, and come back and listen to us on our half shots and our next full episode. Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.